Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Herman Melville once said, quote, "We cannot live only for ourselves. 1,000 fibers connect us with our fellow man. And among those fibers, as sympathetic threads, our actions run as causes, and they come back to us as effects." Unquote. Kindness is contagious. It does come around. Jamil Zaki, a professor of psychology at Stanford, recently conducted a number of studies that observed how witnessing kindness inspires kindness, causing it to spread like a virus. Now, we think imitation, parroting, or peer pressure is bad, but it can be used for good. We can just as easily spread generosity or kindness as we can bad eating habits or bullying. It doesn't take a lot. I was touched by the stories of kindness I collected last summer, and one theme that showed up over and over again, kindness begets kindness. For example, I got a note from a restaurant owner who talked about the many times their restaurant was boosted out or bailed out of difficulty. She said, quote, "Our guests became our friends, shoveled our driveway, crawled under the building to find the plumbing, donated a new water heater, did needed repairs. They stepped in to wash dishes when our dishwasher broke. They took orders when we were short-staffed." They went on to say, "If we hadn't had a restaurant, we might never have known such deep generosity. We've tried to give back all these years, but it's hard to keep up with the fast pace of giving in this community." In my interviews, I spoke with Matthew, who had a major stroke. His friends and coworkers arranged a fundraiser for him to help him get the money to make it through months of hospitalization and years of recovery. I asked Matthew how it impacted him.
Well, it's made me just think of, you know, how lucky I was to have that. And it's made me try to do that same thing, try to give back the same way of going to fundraisers, of seeing if people need help. And it made me really realize that, you know, when something medical happens to somebody, you know, somebody or some people have to step up and really help people. And I found myself really looking at those situations and wanting to be involved in those situations because, you know, when something like that happens and you just realize that you couldn't have survived a 2-year recovery without it, it really just made me just believe how wonderful that was and how I needed to give back somehow myself. Yeah. Some way I needed to do something. I'll never equal what people did for me, but I can do as best I can for somebody else.
And then there was Susan. She purchased a special dress for a wedding of a dear friend. It was a theme wedding, and she had gone to extraordinary lengths to find the right dress. She drove halfway to the wedding destination, settled into her hotel, then realized she had not brought the dress. There was no way she could drive back home and get back to this hotel in a reasonable amount of time, and she was tired. So she posted on a local internet service provider, asking if anybody was coming through town the next morning, and could they possibly bring her dress? She went to bed hopeless, but within minutes she received a call from a stranger saying she would look for the dress and bring it the next morning. That simple act of kindness had a huge impact on Susan.
The kindness, trust, and helpfulness that was bestowed upon me that day has stayed with me. It has grown and is now a part of me. Sometimes being kind seems like a risk, or it can be impractical. And then I remember the dress. The story of the dress has helped me to become the person or that person who is there to help and show kindness.
Kindness does beget kindness. And it has paybacks for the giver as well. A little bit of kindness increases your own happiness and your productivity and your creativity. But more importantly, it knits together a community with a strong fiber of love. So it leaves me with the question, what are the ways I can spread a little bit more kindness?
This has been The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt. You'll find archived editions of this show on www.bestofourselves.com.